Hello family, good morning and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is Just Say Yes. And a Bible reference is from Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Oftentimes, many are plagued with the question of how to make the wonderful blessings of the gospel they've read about in the scripture a reality in their lives. There seems to be a gulf between all that the Bible says in is theirs in Christ and the experience of Him. But the words of Jesus in our opening verse unveils a simple principle that can help us understand how to bring these blessings to light and how to have them manifested in your life. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He didn't say, follow me and try to become fishers of men. Don't try to be who you already are. Don't struggle to get what you already have. Just say yes to Him. Say yes to His word. Every so often you declare, I'm what God says I am. I have what He says I have, and I can do what He says I can do. So if you were a cell leader, for example, don't say, I've been pursuing my members. I can't understand why only 4 out of 20 members come for meetings. I just keep trying. I haven't done everything. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. But here you are trying to be a fisher of men and it isn't working. Stop struggling. Stop trying to convert souls. Become what you really are by saying yes. It sounds too simple, but that's how it works. What could be harder than the salvation of the human spirit? Even so, we receive salvation by simply saying yes to God. All the blessings we now enjoy came because of the salvation we receive by saying, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, that He died for me and that God raised Him from the dead. And I declare that He is Lord of my life, and that was it. You believed and said, yes, you talked your believing and it was settled, it worked. If it worked for salvation, and salvation includes everything that the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ consummated for us, then the same principle will work for your ministry, your family life, your finances, your job and everything in this world. Just say yes, believe and talk your blessing. Just say yes. Wonderful message today. Say yes. Just say yes. And you will receive it. For further study, read 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, James 1, 22 to 25. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Numbers 32 and 33, and Mark chapter 15 verse 1 to 20. Taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 73 and Acts 27, 1 to 8. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for giving me everything I require to live victoriously and be a success in life. I follow you in and by the word. I'm what you say I am. I have what you say I have, and I can do what you say I can do. You've given me a life of praise, glory, and thanksgiving. Thank you for your word that prevails in and through me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Just say yes. Today's message is explanatory and wonderful. Just say yes. So say yes. You already have it. So use it. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.